What if the key to lasting happiness isn't found in achieving goals or acquiring possessions, but in discovering who you truly are? For billions of people throughout human history, a single misconception has caused immeasurable suffering: the belief that we are our bodies and minds. This seemingly innocent assumption is actually the root of all our problems, fears, and limitations. Following the phenomenal success of The Secret, which attracted fans like Oprah Winfrey and was translated into over 50 languages, Rhonda Byrne spent 10 years on a deeper quest. What she discovered promises not just temporary satisfaction, but permanent peace, regardless of external circumstances. As spiritual teacher Deepak Chopra puts it, when you discover your true nature, everything else falls into place. Notice how you say, "I am tired," or "I am anxious." These phrases reveal a profound misidentification. Your body is merely a vehicle you use to experience the world. You wouldn't claim to be your car simply because you drive it. The same applies to your mind. That constant narrating voice is a tool, not you. When thoughts stop during deep meditation, the mind disappears, yet you remain. This misidentification creates our greatest fear, death. When we believe we are our bodies, inevitable decay becomes terrifying. But your personality constantly shifts, happy, sad, angry, loving, yet something remains constant through these changing states. That unchanging presence is your true nature. Living as if you're just a limited person creates perpetual vulnerability. You feel there's never enough time, money, love, or security. The only path to lasting happiness is recognizing who you really are, which brings a happiness that doesn't depend on anything, a state that has no opposite. The greatest secret begins with a simple question: are you aware? The answer reveals a profound truth. Awareness is the only constant in your life. While everything transforms, bodies age, minds develop, emotions fluctuate, awareness remains unchanged and ever-present. This awareness is who you really are. You are not a person being aware of something. You are awareness itself. Anything you can observe cannot be you. If you can be aware of your body, thoughts, and feelings, then you must be the awareness perceiving these things, not the things themselves. Imagine removing everything observable: your body, thoughts, memories, beliefs, relationships, achievements, fears. What remains? Pure awareness, the background against which all experience happens. Awareness is like white paper beneath printed words, always present but overlooked because we focus on content rather than context. There is only one awareness operating through all beings, manifesting as countless life forms. Just as space exists both inside and outside buildings while remaining the same space, awareness is not contained within bodies. Bodies are contained within awareness. You don't need to become awareness. You already are it. The practice is simply living consciously as what you are. The awareness practice has three steps. First, ask yourself, "Am I aware?" This question shifts attention from thinking to awareness. Don't answer with your mind. Rest in the direct recognition of being aware. With practice, you'll remain as awareness longer, and your mind will naturally quiet. Second, notice awareness automatically without asking the question. The moment you think of awareness, it comes to the foreground while your mind recedes. If you feel you've lost awareness, ask, "What is aware that awareness is lost?" It's awareness itself. Third, stay as awareness by keeping your attention wide open rather than narrowly focused. The mind automatically zooms in on details. By opening your attention wide, awareness is revealed naturally. With consistent practice, you'll experience progressive liberation. First comes relief as resistance melts away, followed by peaceful happiness as mental commentary quiets. Eventually, many practitioners experience profound bliss as awareness remains in the foreground and the mind becomes a useful tool rather than a demanding master. The mind creates our reality, but becomes our dictator when we believe every thought as truth. Our suffering stems not from external circumstances, but from our thoughts about them. The mind's greatest deception is convincing us we're merely a body and mind, vulnerable, fearful, limited, when our true nature is infinite awareness. By becoming conscious of thoughts rather than believing them, you prevent identification with them as truth. Feelings are energy vibrating at different frequencies. Positive feelings vibrate higher, benefiting body and life. Negative feelings vibrate lower, with detrimental effects. Since childhood, we've suppressed countless negative feelings stored in our subconscious, diminishing energy and affecting health. Unlike babies, who naturally release emotions quickly, adults become experts at suppression. We magnify negative feelings by identifying with them. Instead of, "I am sad," recognize, "A feeling of sadness is flowing through me." Don't expect the world to change for you to feel better. Changing how you feel is always an inside job. Happiness is our natural state, but negative feelings block it. The key insight? Resistance makes feelings persist, while allowing them enables release. During depression triggered by fears about her daughter's health, Byrne discovered positive thinking couldn't help. Instead, she stopped resisting. She focused on where the depression resided in her body and welcomed it. Though it briefly intensified, the depression dissolved. The super practice combines two techniques, welcoming and staying as awareness. First, welcome any negative reactions, feelings, or thoughts the moment they appear. Second, stay as awareness by keeping your attention wide, not focused on details. With practice, these merge. The moment you welcome something, awareness becomes present. Suffering is optional when we recognize our true nature as awareness. Every instance contains the thought, "I don't like this," simple resistance to reality. While the mind responds to life with "no," awareness responds with "yes." The key to ending suffering instantly is recognizing you are not the one suffering, you are the awareness perceiving it. Ask yourself, "Am I the one suffering, or am I the one aware of the suffering?" Death touches only the body, not the spirit. When you recognize your true nature as formless awareness, fear of death dissolves. Consciousness was never born and never dies. It remains fully alive beyond physical form. Beliefs are thoughts repeated until accepted as truth, limitations shaping our experiences. Whatever we believe about money, relationships, or happiness, we must experience. Our circumstances reflect our belief system, but changing beliefs transforms reality. Beliefs dissolve through awareness. Simply recognizing a belief isn't true collapses it. Instruct your subconscious, "Show me my beliefs clearly." Reactions reveal hidden patterns. When you react negatively, you expose underlying beliefs. Becoming aware of reactions in the moment neutralizes their power. We are divine beings experiencing human form. Your freedom from suffering doesn't depend on external circumstances, but on discovering your true nature as infinite being. When you realize everything is you, you'll love all existence. Suffering can end now. Awareness is your key to immortality and a life of joy and abundance.